Hey, it's Amy.
And I'm Julie.
And we're about to get social. Hey, we're back at it. Let's talk about some sports. A lot has happened in the past week. Like, we know who's going to the Super Bowl. Let's talk about what led up to those two teams ending up in Super Bowl 53. We have to talk about the main point that happened in the NFC Championship. The call / no call.
Yeah, so there was a pass interference call that didn't get called against the Rams, which then ultimately led to a Saints loss. And a lot of people are actually asking for either a new game, a replay after or before that point.
Yeah, I think there's something in the rule book that this could happen if the Commissioner Goodell could overturn this. I think it's up to him, ultimately.
Right. And then other people are just asking for a future rule change. I mean, it's being said that the NFL very well could change the rule to allow video replays on pass interference plays. I mean, I think, personally, the game's over. It sucks that the play didn't get called, but the game is over. If they play again, they're going to have to actually move the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they'll have to move the Super Bowl because these two teams would then have an extra game played, and they won't get the same time to prepare before the Super Bowl. So it would only be fair for those winners to have that extra time. That's probably a nightmare to even consider doing. So I'm going to guess they're not going to be replaying. It is what it is. The Rams are going to the Super Bowl. They're playing the Patriots, and that's it. Now, maybe next year, we can see some rule changes for them.
Right.
And hopefully we won't run into this again. I mean, this year has been really bad for bad calls. Really bad.
I think the Browns had a game, and the ref didn't call. He actually said he didn't call, and they fired him the next day.
Yeah, he did get fired. And he had a couple
bad calls,
especially against the Browns. From what I read, he has had several bad calls against the Browns that were blatant bad calls. And so that dismissal was 100% warranted. I think a dismissal on this should be warranted. It cost a team a Super Bowl chance.
And they were in their house. Like, it wasn't at the Rams. They were in
their dome. I mean, I don't know. It's hard because it's what happened. It's over.
Isn't there? There's also a lawsuit that some guy put on behalf of the fans and season ticket holders against the NFL.
Right. Because they're missing out on games or something like that. If that were the case, the Browns fans can go back about 10 years and claim their season tickets.
Art Modell, you're going to jail.
Dead.
Rest in peace.
Anyways, so yeah, I mean, the Saints lost to the Rams. The Rams are moving on and they're playing in the Super Bowl as of right now against the Patriots. The Patriots game went into overtime.
That was crazy too. The AFC Championship game.
That game was intense, especially towards the end. The Chiefs came back. They fought back hard.
Patrick Mahomes, yep.
38 points scored in that last quarter before they went into overtime. And I think a big thing that a lot of people are upset about this overtime is the Chiefs didn't even get a chance to touch the ball.
Right.
The Patriots won the coin toss. They got to take the ball.
And it's Tom Brady, so he's going to get it done.
Right. And they didn't even get a shot. At least if it went into overtime and the Chiefs were able to stop them, the Patriots kick a field goal, the Chiefs at least got a shot. People are also thinking that maybe that rule should be looked at, especially during the playoffs. During this regular season, who cares? I mean, it's the regular season. Right. But that's a make or break moment. If you lose by chance,
a 50-50 like coin determines.
Toss.
Yeah.
That literally determined a coin toss. Determine who won that game. That's ridiculous. I mean, we've got two really, I don't know. And it's not us being bitter. It's not me being bitter about not picking the right teams.
Right.
It's those teams that lost, fought hard, and they didn't get shot. That's not fair. But it's football. Life's not fair.
They should just combine both teams and, you know, just have a super team.
Super team.
You've earned it, both of you together.
The plus side is all of those players can now play in the Pro Bowl and enjoy their time. Our quarterback is actually up for Rookie of the Year.
Go Baker.
And it was funny. I was listening to the Steve Harvey Show. I actually texted you the other day about how I was listening, and Steve's actually hosting the awards the night before. And he mentioned that he would kick the podium if Baker Mayfield did not win Rookie of the Year because he deserved it.
Wait. Is Steve Harvey, does that mean that Baker's going to win because he's going to save Baker?
He very well could, but Steve Harvey's from Cleveland. So.
But he also did really well during that pageant and said the wrong name. So maybe he can say the right, quote, wrong name.
Who knows? Anything could happen at that award. But I just thought it was funny that, you know, even other people agree, even if they are from Cleveland, other people are agreeing that Baker definitely deserves it. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, I guess we need to tell everybody our choices for the Super Bowl. Who's going to win?
Well, who we want to win and who's probably going to win, it's probably going to be the Patriots, and they're going to get their sixth win, or Tom Brady's going to get his sixth win, which is good because that will match the Steelers, and we don't like them even more than we don't like the Patriots, so go Patriots.
I mean, I agree. The Patriots are probably going to win by default.
Probably a coin toss, maybe.
How many times have they gotten away with cheating? They had deflated balls. They had spying. I mean, Bill Belichick, I'm surprised he's still allowed to be a coach at this point.
Poor Julian got, like, didn't he get peds? He got suspended for 4 games.
But yeah, I guess we have to go with our gut, knowing what we know, and the Patriots are going to win. I would be very surprised if the Rams win. Although, with all the controversy with the Rams and the Saints game, are they going to let the Rams win this game?
If there was a fight, would a ram beat a goat?
That's a great question.
Maybe on a cliff.
Yes, that ram will take that goat out, and that would be awesome. I mean, who knows? Because if the Rams take out the Patriots, then it's like, okay, well, they deserve to be there then. Right. Who knows? In the end, we agree. The Patriots are going to win. I'm just going to be there for the halftime show and commercials.
Maroon 5, right?
Anyways, next, basketball.
Let's talk about this great happening. So great that it brings all of us to, like, tears because this guy is actually human. Believe it or not, Steph Curry is human.
It was a game, a great game. They were playing the Lakers, and he had an uncontested
breakaway by himself.
And he went to go dunk, and he slipped and fell to the ground. He proved that he is actually human. He is not perfect. Because then Klay Thompson got the ball, threw it to him, and he went for a three-pointer, and it was an air ball.
It was like the most epic what the crap just happened to Steph Curry moment ever.
I mean, it's like I was trying to do it. My little 5'2" person was trying to dunk on a regulation basketball hoop, and then after I fell to the ground, because that's definitely going to happen, then I try to make a three-pointer. Although, I can't actually shoot three-pointers pretty well. So, I have that going for me, I guess. But yeah, it was really fun to see that he was human, and he did joke about it afterwards, so hey.
He said it was the LA Kings' fault because the ice, which is crazy. But, speaking of Kings, let's go to Sacramento Kings basketball. That's my favorite social media to follow. I love them. What about you? Who do you like to follow on social media, and why?
Well, I know you like the Sacramento Kings social media just because they like to poke fun at themselves, which if you don't have a good sense of humor at not being the best of the best, then at least you're able to join in on.
Right. They posted a picture with Drake, and they had a picture of the Lakers and the Toronto, you know, hoping that they lose because everyone that Drake wears loses. And that's pretty funny.
So my favorite social media, back to being a Browns fan, my favorite Instagram profile to follow is Angry Browns Fans.
Why?
And the guy who runs this, he just has a lot of great memes that he shares. He seems to be very involved with the community, which I like. And I mean, he did put together a fundraiser, a GoFundMe, to bring a Browns fan from California. I believe he had never seen a game in Cleveland before. He brought him and his son to Cleveland. They raised the money, they paid for the flights, they surprised him with it. And he had the time of his life. I can't remember if they won that night or not. I would guess either way he was thrilled. It would have been even better if it was a win, so I hope it was. But I think it's really cool that someone cares so much about the team and the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not involved with the team at all. They're just a person posting what we're all thinking.
We're angry, but are we still angry though?
We're really not that angry anymore. I mean, we used to be the butt of the no calls, bad calls, and now just everybody else is feeling our frustration. And here we are. This is normal.
Just another day.
Yep.
In football.
So yeah, that's my favorite social media to follow. Everybody should follow him.
We'll tag him so you can follow him. So I want to go to baseball, but I have to go back through football.
Okay.
And Tony Romo, he called one of the championship games, and he was calling what the quarterback was going to do. So he was like a wizard. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's calling and he got it right. This is insane. It's Tony Romo. And so Bryce Harper does not have a team, but Tony Romo tweeted and said, Bryce Harper, you're going to the Texas Rangers. And Bryce was like, we'll see how that goes. So maybe that's going to be a thing. And okay. I mentioned that because the affiliate to the Nashville Sounds is the Texas Rangers. And there's an exhibition game. And it would be great if Bryce Harper would sign with them and come here for that game.
I did not realize that, that was a thing. Unfortunately, I'm a little behind on my social media and tweeting and all that fun stuff. I do know that Tony Romo is an advocate.
Is he going to call the Super Bowl too? Is that what I read?
I have no idea. Like I said, I still have to catch up on everything, but...
Poor guy. Super Bowl bound. Commentation.
What I do love about Tony Romo and what creeps me out a little bit, have you ever, like, actually watched him on TV when he's talking? He uses his hands a lot. His hands are huge. They're like bear paws.
What?
They're, like, scary.
Nope, never noticed.
I'll have to show you later. It's something, like, I noticed right away when I first... And I was like, how does he have such big hands?
Well, he holds the football.
I know.
Like, completely inflated.
It makes... completely inflated football, unlike other people. I mean, it makes complete sense that he has huge hands, but, like, I don't know, maybe I thought they were, like, Joe Thomas, and Joe Thomas stopped playing, and he slimmed down, and he didn't have to be as, you know, big for when he was playing. Maybe I thought that was a thing, too. I don't know. They were something that stood out to me when I saw him on TV. I was like, wow, he's got really big hands.
Interesting.
Anyways, I don't know.
Gotta hand it to him, though, right? He's doing a great job. Well, I think that's it for this week. We've got a lot going on with the Super Bowl, so we're going to watch that, and we'll talk about it next time.
I'm excited to see how everything shakes out with the Super Bowl. I don't think anything's going to change. I just can't wait to see if the rules change a little bit. We need some new rules and some new refs. Just an idea. So, yeah. All right. Well, next week, come back. Friday, we'll be posting. Have a good one.
Bye.